In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
Hello and welcome to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. If you're soon to be married or know someone who is, consider the financial advice from Northern Trust's John Voltaggio. He joins the Watching Your Wealth podcast with important financial tips for newlyweds. Coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Today on Watching Your Wealth, financial planning for newlyweds. Northern Trust John Voltaggio here to give us some financial planning tips for newlyweds. Welcome, John.
Thank you, Veronica.
John, so it's the start of wedding season, but finances may be the last thing on some newlyweds' minds. But you said it's important to address this still.
Well, that's exactly right, Veronica, and I understand that it's not always an easy topic, but I believe a lot of people understand the need for prenuptial agreements, for premarital planning, the benefits they can provide in terms of providing certainty and peace of mind and actually an opportunity to learn about your future spouse's finances. But as you said, it's something that people tend to put towards the bottom of the list, whereas we would like them to kind of address it early on. We don't want it to be something that's done at the last minute. We would recommend giving each other time to discuss it in a measured, comfortable environment. And that's really what produces the best results, in our opinion.
Indeed, indeed. So prenups are one thing. But even before whether or not you want to do the prenup or not, I want to put that on the side for a while. And one of the things, just to start out with, before you get married, or maybe right soon after, you want to just take an inventory of what you have, what your groom has, for example. Is that a good starting place?
Absolutely. And, you know, it can be more complex than might meet the eye. Really, it's a great idea for all of us to build a balance sheet, to understand our assets, our liabilities. We can talk to our spouse about our future inflows, our future obligations. Once you start to quantify it, Veronica, to put the numbers on paper and really have a good understanding, you might own real estate, you might own life insurance policies. Once you start to dig in, you might have savings plans or equity link compensation through work. Once you start to dig in it, you realize it could be complicated, and it's worth the time and the effort to kind of make it clear to your future spouse what you're working with.
Indeed. I think it's a great idea. One of the things my husband and I did as soon as we got married is we did something very romantic. We sat down and made an Excel spreadsheet. We did their assets. Yeah, you know, assets and liabilities, and it really gave us a sense of what we were looking at as a team and as individuals. And one of the things, you know, teams often have to deal with is debt, maybe that's student debt. And I'm wondering how should couples look at that, and should that be part of those conversations too? It sounds like it should.
Well, absolutely. It's going to, A, impact your future, how you're going to spend your money as a couple, because there might be an obligation or obligations that your earnings are going to have to pay off. It also could be addressed in the prenup agreement in terms of how is premarital debt going to be handled in case of divorce, and who's responsible for it. So it's going to come into play when you're budgeting, how your inflows are going to be spent, and it also is going to come into play with respect to, in the event of divorce, who's responsible for that debt.
Right. Now, if you're a young couple especially, do you need to be thinking about doing a will together?
Absolutely. I mean, that's really first and foremost. It's the will, and it's not just the will. It's a power of attorney. It could be medical power. That could include a medical power of attorney. Who can make decisions for me if I'm incapacitated and can't decide for myself? It could include healthcare proxies, living wills. It can include guardianship appointments for our children. So really, when you're doing financial planning, you have to look at it and say, God forbid something happened to one or both of us today, what would happen? You know, how would our assets be divided? Who would have fiduciary responsibility or be able to make decisions on our behalf.
Right. So even if you don't have a ton of assets, it really comes down to decision making and what you want those, what you do have, what your plan for those assets are. And
that's exactly right.
Right. Who you want in charge of that. Real quickly, we have about 20 seconds left. You had mentioned prenups. We're usually talking about newlyweds here, so it's usually too late for them to do that. But people who are not married yet, are you recommending people do prenups?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a good exercise to go through. Even if they don't decide to ultimately execute it, it's still part of the discovery. It's still part of the learning about the future spouse. And they really help put everyone's mind at ease. Also, as families become more blended now, as people get married later in life, as a second and third marriages, they serve a lot of purposes, like protecting children from a prior marriage and protecting business interests. And, you know, there's a lot that can be gained in a cooperative manner through the use of prenups and postnups. That can be done after marriage as well.
Right. And I think it's all on how you approach it. And that's a whole other conversation. But thank you so much for joining us, John.
Thank you, Veronica.
This has been Watching Your Wealth, a production of The Wall Street Journal. I'm Veronica Dagger. For more information, check us out at WSJ.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.